Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the hundreds of millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your applications and claims in today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Fans from every SEC school and beyond. The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Yes, we are back and thankful to be with you on a wet Wednesday edition of Mississippi Sports Today, live from the ServPro studio and presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola, featuring our trio of Wednesday hosts. Always good to have the team back together. A full roster today. We missed Frank Dodds last week on our trip to ICC. Franco is muy guapo and feeling better.
Yes, a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, good to have you back, Franco. We missed you, bud.
Yeah, I'm sure I missed a great event over at the Davis
Event
Center.
You did. The ride over in the Celebrity Sprinter was awesome, thanks to Bobby. Yeah. And then we had a great visit.
Open bar?
On the way. Yeah. As long as you put a juice in it, right?
That's right. And then we had a great time over there. We'll talk more about that. We got some baseball news coming out of ICC for you. Bobby Bascom from AutoMed with our AutoMedic Minute coming up. And, Bobby,
good morning.
Good to see you this morning.
I would like to think that on a day like this, way back in the 1970s, guys like me and you, Craig, who are done and tired of winter, created the first golf simulator. It's got to be on a day like this.
Yes.
February, rainy, we're done. We're ready for spring,
right? Play inside. Yeah, we have opportunities to do that, too. And Tom Massengill from ASI is here today. Tom will have our call of the week coming up and give us some good insight on how to improve your communication, save some money with ASI. You're invited to join the conversation, friends, on the Elite Realty text line at 331-2508. We do have MSU baseball tickets for this weekend. It'll be kind of a up-and-down weather weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday looks decent, but we have those tickets for the Friday opener, Saturday and Sunday games as well, MSU versus Manhattan. What is their mascot? Anyone? Class? Bueller?
Yeah.
The Manhattan Transfer, I believe. Subway Rats. I have no idea.
Jaspers?
Bobby? The Jaspers?
Exactly what is a Jasper?
I'm not even
sure. Come on, Boos.
I think you're wrong. Hey, speaking of ICC.
Brother Jasper.
Is that right? The Manhattan
Jasper. The mascot
Jasper.
Is Brother Jasper.
The Fighting Jaspers. Okay, yeah. All right. Good enough. We learned something already this morning. Speaking of ICC baseball, a great visit with them last week over in Fulton. Indians are now 6-1 after a sweep of Olney Central College over the weekend. We don't know their mascot either. They won Game 3 of that series, 17-16, in 10 innings. Tomorrow, Indians at the Roy. Roy Crescent Field. I'm just going to start calling it the Roy. 2 o'clock, weather permitting, and it looks like the rain's going to be moving out. Lakeland College, again, no idea on the mascot. But you go tomorrow and find out and listen in at letsgoicc.com. Judd Files, the MACCC pitcher of the week. We had the player of the week nationally, didn't we, a week ago or so? Look what he did just a few days ago. Got early in the season, he fires a no-hitter on February 7th. He leads the team with 16 strikeouts. So they got it going on. 6-1 at Atwamba Indians. Just a shout-out to them. Headline from last night. Across the SEC, all about the spurts, gentlemen. Mm. Our key word today, spurts.
Spurts.
It's a fun word. And you know exactly.
That's the way I felt last week.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean, bro.
In case of the spurts.
No. I was only operating on a spurt here and there.
Yeah, all right. Spurt of energy here.
Yeah.
There. Well, last night, if you look at the games, it's amazing how teams can go on really decisive runs during stretches of games.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up deciding the contest. And that was the case last night. Florida was only up 1.5, and then the Mighty Gators turned it on. 17-0 run to open the second half. Never threatened the rest of the way. 14 of 36 from three-point range. I'm amazed at how many attempts these teams are taking. But when you're Florida, you can do that.
Mississippi State actually had a lead at halftime, Craig, if you remember.
Oh, it was a one?
It was a one-point lead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, came out and absolutely got
37-36, something like
that. Yeah, I waited in my vehicle to go run my errands in the store until the first half ended. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, one-point lead. Come back out from the store. Second half had begun.
Yeah. Not so much.
Not so much.
He had a Super Bowl champion in the building, Darius Slay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The vibe was there. The crowd was into it. And then Florida takes over. Josh Hubbard led the way for the Bulldogs with 19. Keyshawn had a good game. Murphy with 18 points, 13 rebounds. Gator shot 46%. And as we mentioned, a lot of three attempts.
Yeah.
And the Bulldogs not as good. 7 of 27 from beyond the arc. 15 turnovers.
State has got to figure out how to get some offense outside of the three-point line.
Let's not have 15 turnovers.
Yeah.
Been a bugaboo. They did out-rebound Florida 43-32, but sort of when you make 15 turnovers, guys, it negates that advantage. 7 lead changes, 5 ties in the first half.
Well, when you're missing a lot of shots, you got opportunities for rebounds as well.
That you are, sir. Dogs are 2-4 in SEC home games, and these last two have been ugly.
Yeah. Well, and it went, you know, no rest for the weary coming up. I was looking at the schedule and looking at bracketology right now. You know, the last team out currently – is Arkansas. All right. And if you look
at 13 in?
Yeah. So if you look at Arkansas's record and the direction that they're moving right now, what is State's quality win? What's their signature NCAA win? So you tell me, they go Florida at Ole Miss, home Texas A&M, at Oklahoma, at Alabama. I would argue right now they are 0-5 for the next 5 games. And they do not have the NCAA win. They don't have the quality top-tier win. They beat Ole Miss at home. Okay? Arkansas has a win at Kentucky, who's now beat Tennessee twice. If State doesn't figure something out, they're going to swap with Arkansas, and they're going to be on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Look at ranked wins in non-conference. You can find a couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Early in the season, they beat number 18 Pitt, 90-57. Then they had a great game in Memphis, 79-66 winners over the 21st-ranked Tigers. Then you get down in conference play. The only ranked win, as you mentioned, Bobby, is Ole Miss, 84-81 there in Starkville when the Rebs were ranked 21st. Since then,
Well, and their two quality wins early in the season, as you just mentioned, Pitt and Memphis. Pitt was ranked 18th when they played. They are now unranked, 5-8 in conference and 14-10 overall.
Yeah,
it's not a good win.
Not anymore.
Memphis is the same way. Not a good win anymore. They were ranked high when they played them.
Sure, man. In the first month of the season. Boy,
yeah.
How the mighty have fallen. So many ranked teams are no longer in the top 25. All right, let's go over the other action last night across the league, and it was a good one in Lexington. 15th ranked Kentucky over Tennessee, the fifth-ranked Vols, 75-64. They did this without one of their key players, Jackson Robinson. Kentucky has been banged up all year. Only 7 games with a full roster this season.
Isn't that hard to believe this far into the season?
7 games they've had a full complement of players.
Do not want to see Kentucky on my side of the bracket as a Duke fan.
At full strength.
If they get healthy.
Tennessee took a lead with 4:43 left. What happened after that?
Sayonara.
Spurt. Vols outscored 17-4 in the final 4 minutes. There's the spurt we were looking for. Kentucky plays at Texas Saturday. Tennessee host Vandy. You know how good the SEC is?
Yeah.
Number 5 team in the country is 7-5 in conference play. Yeah. What's that tell you?
Yeah.
They're great. Conference. Maybe the best it's ever been. And we're going to get a look at the two top dogs playing for the outright.
1-2 in both polls.
Yeah. Right? Yes. flip-flop. For the outright lead in the Southeastern Conference, Auburn had little trouble last night with Vanderbilt. Put up a fight. Two-point game at half. The final 80-68. Commodores led 49-48. Then what happened?
Spurt! 12-2 run?
That's a spurt. Is it not? Auburn showdown with Bama, Saturday, 3 p.m. Did I see this? Franco, you probably did. This is the first time ever that 1 versus 2 in SEC.
In SEC, yeah.
Yeah, nationally ranked 1-2 from the same conference meeting. I mean, it's probably happened with Duke and Carolina or somebody, right? When you first time in the SEC, that's going to be a good one. Speaking of the Crimson Tide.
Hangs another.
Right? C-note.
Triple ditch C-note.
Benjamin.
Oof. Oof.
How many times they done that this season?
Every time I look around.
17 games. They busted the clock. Bama 103, Texas 80. 18 of 20 free throws. How do you... That's pretty good these days. Out-rebounded Texas 41-25. Huge second half spurt. That was actually an all-game spurt.
Yes.
That was from
the tip. Does not qualify as a spurt.
No, it's an all-game spurt, Franco. And you just, Alabama's such a good road team, right? A&M, we just keep bragging on and sort of believing in the eighth-ranked Aggies. Winners over Georgia, 69-53. This was the spurt of the night. Georgia led by 8 in the second half. What happened then? Anybody?
Did we miss a spurt?
No. 22-0 run for the Aggies. Maybe the mother of all spurts.
Yeah, that was a big spurt.
Yes. Georgia didn't make a field goal in the second half until they had a dunk with 7:20 remaining. They missed 12 straight. Listen to what the Aggies have down the tough stretch down in the final games of the SEC schedule. Number 1, Auburn. Number 3, Florida. And 5th-ranked, Tennessee. But I like A&M. Athletic, physical, experienced. The most experienced team in the league.
Guys. Well coached.
Very well coached. Going to be good. Also last night, outside the conference, what about the Indiana
Hoosiers? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Well, they have Jimmy Chitwood in the lineup last night. Coach, I'll make it. Ollie, stand on Ox's shoulders. They did the whole thing. Indiana beat 11th ranked Michigan State, 71-67. Tom Izzo did not get his 354th conference win. He's tied with Bobby Knight for the all-time most conference wins in the Big Ten at 353. You ain't going to get it playing Indiana. I don't care where you are. The ghost of Bob Knight up in the house last night in East Lansing. They've lost third time in 4 games, Michigan State. Falling apart. Yeah. What we got tonight in the SEC? Anybody?
You got Ole Miss, South Carolina, and I think that sounds like that's a trap at South Carolina. Ole Miss is a 4.5-point favorite?
Don't be going up there like Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl. Mm. Don't be going up there with your pretty boy haircut thinking I got this. Right? Is that a good analogy?
Yes. They almost gave one away against LSU this weekend.
Yep.
Very easily a trap game. 4.5-point favorite, 2-game win streak.
Yep.
Then they've got State at home and at Vandy.
Yeah. Big win all.
What's
three
the race too, Bobby? You were talking about Mississippi State. Now they've got 5 wins now.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about their next 5 games possibly being 0-5, but then they got 3 winnable games at the end.
They do.
That includes Texas and South Carolina and LSU maybe.
I think that if they get to 9, they're fine. I think if they get to 8 and Arkansas makes a run at the end of the season, they might want to look in the rearview mirror and pay attention to what's going on.
That's the last game.
It's not South Carolina. It's Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas at Arkansas last game. On March 8th, and Arkansas is...
We have a lot of basketball to play. A lot can happen between now and then, but I could see that game being a play-in game.
Seven games left.
Yeah. I could see that being a play-in game between Arkansas
and some of these is hold
get a,
on.
Get a win against LSU at Starkville.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could beat Texas.
At Starkville. Yeah, right.
You could beat Oklahoma on the road.
That gets you to seven wins.
Yeah, you could. But we'll see. They're playing lately.
Is Saturday in Oxford then?
Huge. Absolutely huge.
For both, but State needs it.
They need it more.
Desperately.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 o'clock, we'll have the tip at 5, pregame 4:30.
So, Craig, I had to look that up because we were talking about to look ahead to the Auburn-Alabama game. You know, this is only the fourth time in NCAA history that a 1 and 2 have played in the same state, both schools being in the same state. You alluded to the other ones earlier, but the most recent one,
Michigan,
can be our trivia question for today.
Is it Michigan?
No.
Not Kansas.
What was the last number one, number two matchup in NCAA basketball, both teams in the same state?
Texas.
Nope.
No. I'm going to start naming.
Just start naming states. You're 1 in 50. I mean, you're going to get it eventually.
50. It's Arizona. No. Okay. I give up.
Stop.
It's all the states I know.
Text us the answer. Somebody's got it.
All right. 331-2508. Let's move over to the text line, see what's going on. The SEC.
We also had a couple other games in the SEC. We didn't quite finish up.
Okay,
Oklahoma,
all right.
Missouri.
Let's go with
Oklahoma
that.
And Missouri tonight. Missouri's playing pretty well. Tigers have lost two straight after blowing out State and Starkville, however, had been playing pretty good. They're an 8.5-point favorite, and then LSU at Arkansas. And the Hogs gave Bama a game Saturday, 85-81. They've won 2 of 3. Both were road wins for the road Hogs.
Hogs, big dog tonight with a 10.5-point spread there against LSU. I don't know what's
God, what a complete collapse it was LSU had Saturday
dumpster
night.
Fire. All right, and, the Swamp has said hello on the text line. The SEC tourney is going to be stacked.
Yes.
He said it better than I did. Thank you, Swamp, saying hello. He predicted a 20-point win. Of course, he does every game for Florida. Pretty close last night. Tennessee versus Memphis.
That is the answer. 2008.
I would never have guessed.
Tennessee and Memphis was the last one. The other two were Duke and North Carolina,
both
in the 90s.
Good answer, my friend, listening in and saying hello today on the text line. Here's another listener. Spurts and runs. Really, guys? It's your mind.
We're so fired.
We're talking about basketball. What do you mean?
It's been fun, guys.
It's been. All right. Look ahead at, or let's take a rewind, shall we? Parting shots and super takes. Let's go around the table. Stacy, yesterday on the program, you know, listen to the podcast, you should listen. Stacy attended the Super Bowl. She was outside the Marriott.
The Marriott.
Where the Chiefs were playing.
She's staying. They weren't playing.
I mean, they didn't do much playing.
They played more there than they did in the stadium.
Apparently.
So the Chiefs are staying, and they're watching the teams go out on their buses at like 2 o'clock. No Travis Kelce. She had video, and it was pretty close, actually. That's a surprise. Big black SUV, sort of like a Sprinter, showing up.
Rolls up.
Police escort.
We were not involved in this.
How do you get a police escort? Hey, I'm late for my game. At any rate, Travis Kelce gets out, looked like we all do when we've been out all night.
How is that, Tom?
Like I look right now.
Exactly.
So just saying.
He looked like Tom.
Right now.
After Tom plays a gig.
Are we saying Kelce was doing the walk of shame? Back into the hotel.
How many? Raise your hands.
No, weren't you listening? He did the police escort of shame.
Exactly. New Orleans. You know, you got
mismatched shoes.
You got your girlfriend down the road. So he shows up.
After 2 o'clock, after the team bus is left.
And they leave like an hour later with Andy Reid on board his bus. I guess Andy was like, I'm going to wait around for this dude. What's up? So all over yesterday. And in his podcast, Kelce, who had one of his lowest production years thus far in his career, actually, with touchdowns and yards and everything, catches, he apologized on his podcast with his brother yesterday.
I want to apologize. I didn't bring the energy.
You left the energy behind, my friend. And they did breakdowns all across sports programs and the internet yesterday with isolated shots of Travis Kelce on almost every play. Dude.
He wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
He wasn't.
Why do you think? And you could say the same, I guess, with the rest of the O-line for Kansas City, because they were the most valuable player, although Jalen Hurts had a spectacular game, was the unit, the defensive front for the Mighty Eagles, was it not? Shameful. He should retire. You know, I heard today his podcast, he and his brother, they signed a 3-year, $100 million deal.
For the podcast.
For the podcast.
For the podcast alone.
I feel like Craig may be holding out on us. If they got $100 million,
exactly.
We had to have gotten
something.
What are
we getting for our pod? Rob Sanchez, our producer. Rob says nothing and you'll like it. Well, Friday will be the victory celebration in the city of brotherly love. What could possibly go wrong here?
Don't go. Don't attend.
Remember last year in Kansas City?
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
Philadelphia officials expecting 1 million people, additional people, I guess, in the city for a parade honoring the Eagles. Safety first. Those things scare me now.
Well, and I had a friend who was a huge Chiefs fan, and it's one of the companies we do business with. And so she said, I decided that me and my buddy were going to go to the event. And she said we were about 200 yards away from the shooting. So it was pretty traumatic for the people that were there close by. Obviously, it would be, but I don't think she ever wants any part of that again.
No, no. Gatherings, got to be careful, especially in places, you know, big cities. Travis from Swamp, Travis Kelce said he felt helpless when Taylor Swift got booed. No comment on the game. That, my friend, is why you lose. Yeah, it was a bad day. Who really won? Who's the biggest winner?
Casinos.
The house, my friend, as they normally
always
are.
The house.
You know what surprised me a little? Nevada sports books, just Nevada, are reporting a net $22.1 million profit in winnings in this year's Super Bowl. That's the most ever. This year was actually down in the wagering.
That's what was surprising to me.
$151.6 million was bet this year. Last year was $190 million. Where'd they play the game last year?
Vegas.
Stands to reason.
There you go.
Player props is what made them rich, guys. What would you have bet, or did you, on Saquon Barkley not scoring a touchdown? That's a slam dunk, right?
No, they don't hand it off to him at the 1-yard line. They do the brotherly shove instead.
I like it. It worked. Whatever they were doing, it was working. And Saquon did not have his yard total, didn't have his longest run total, didn't lead the team in rushing, wasn't the MVP.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of cha-chings right there. That's a bunch of spurts for the Nevada sports book. Am I right?
And I tell you what I got to enjoy last week, though. Hanging around the house a little more than usual. Mm. I enjoyed that golf tournament, Waste Management.
Oh, it was great.
Particularly Thursday and Friday. Kim, our guy. I'm rooting for him. I'm going to have to watch all. I want to watch more golf this year wanting Kim to win.
Yeah.
He was lurking on Thursday and Friday. Kind of disappeared on Saturday.
Great event. Crazy.
Did you offset that 16 with any of the Under the Lights live event?
Nope.
Oh,
did
come
not.
On, Franco. Eventually, I'm going to win you guys that over, right?
That was a neat look.
That was pretty neat.
That looked like dudes playing on the moon or something. Yeah. That was weird.
Nighttime golf, though, is the next thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, let's wrap this up on the Super Bowl before we head to break. Can we stop with the Jalen Hurts?
Oh, God. I haven't seen this debate.
Fan bases from Oklahoma and Alabama are at each other's throats over who can claim Jay. You know who can claim Jalen Hurts? The portal. He's a portal kid. And there'll be this from now on, will it not?
Oh, absolutely.
Anytime anybody wins Super Bowl or whatever, well, he went to our school. And it'll be three other guys going, well, he went to my school too. He didn't establish a legacy.
Yeah. He might do the NBC game thing across all platforms. You know, the NBC Sunday night game, they say the high school that they're from. So he may just do that in all of
them. Who cares?
Channelview High School.
How do SEC fans are so narcissistic and so...
And we love it.
And Alabama Stop fans it. Are the worst.
Amen. Yeah.
Beating their chest because he played it out. He was freshman of the year, mm-hmm. right? Took him to a playoff. But Jalen Hurts, he was a journeyman. And the same thing happens when a guy plays for like five franchises. And he gets inducted into a Hall of Fame, and everybody's like,
"Which uniform?
Which jersey?
What team does he want?" Right? Crazy. Here's one. Future sites. I was curious. Like, where are they going to play the Super Bowl next year? Super Bowl 60. Hard to believe. Mm. Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. No Tom Brady. It'll be on NBC. And?
Then it moves to L.A. in 27, and then it moves to Atlanta.
Back to Atlanta.
Yep. So, before you know it, it'll be back, you know, down south, right? But I'm just wondering if they're going to make any changes. Tom, you're a musician.
No, I'm a drummer.
Who would you? Well, true. True. You hang out with musicians,
yes.
Yes, and you're always late. Like today.
The drummer sets the time.
That's right. Who would you like to see perform? Let's do that with a poll for the next half hour. Who would you prefer, since we're all so disappointed in Sunday? I assume you were, guys.
I thought the halftime show was fabulous.
Definitely Tom's genre.
That's just in my wheelhouse.
Who would you like to see? Somebody a little bit more universally popular?
Who is universally popular, though, nowadays?
Not us.
No?
Not after this.
I guess I shouldn't say it, but I thought it was the worst halftime show.
You know what I thought? You know, I thought it'd be a good one? Somebody.
Just because you didn't get it, Tom.
One of these artists that is now taking country music to a whole new direction, like Shaboozy or like Jelly Roll, or right? Those type guys. That are popular with a lot of people across genres.
Let's see a duet between Beyonce and Dolly Parton. Let's go.
A country duet.
Yeah. Well, maybe Dolly can rap.
They used to do that. I watched a Super Bowl highlight halftime show.
Mix it up.
It was opened by the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
And then...
Who was it that...
I don't want to see
James Brown, then ZZ Top, and then all three of them sang the last song
Mix
together.
It up. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Have some imagination. I don't want to see some niche grunge band, some heavy metal guy screaming, and I can't understand him either.
I don't really want to see an all-country song, a show.
No, not necessarily.
Mix it up.
Mix it up. There are a lot of people watching. All right, when we return, some more NFL news. Big change for the Saints coming. How will that work? And what you need to know 2 days away from the opening of the SEC and the college baseball season. We'll have that. Continue to take your comments on the Elite Realty text line 331-2508. Brother Tom, Bobby, and Franco in the Serve Pro studio. Back after this.
Looking for a deal on the best burger you've ever had? It's BOGO Mania at B-Dubs. On Mondays and Wednesdays, get one Buffalo Wild Wings burger and get one free. Tuesday is BOGO Traditional Wings. Buy one and get 50% off. And Thursday is BOGO Free Boneless. Buy one, get one free. Burgers Mondays and Wednesdays, Traditional Wings on Tuesday, and Boneless on Thursday. Hurry, it's a limited time offer. It's BOGO Mania, only at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Tupelo Commons.
Hotty Toddy.
One on, fly ball, right field, that's a jack! It's gone! Showers in, swing and a miss! He struck him out!
This is Ole Miss Baseball.
Mix it up, bare hand, throws the first! He got him! He got him! I can't believe it!
Catch all the action right here on your home for Rebels Baseball.
Your Hotty Toddy station, Super Talk 101.9. It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552, Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
Mr. Booth, I tried to phone you today, but the message said you have no service.
Yes, I'm having the same problem a lot of my business friends are having in the Corinth area. Our phone system shut down and there's no one to work on it.
Sounds like a job for ASI.
ASI?
ASI got us up and running at a much better deal, and we're discovering new ways to communicate with our clients like you.
New ways? ASI sounds like just the service I need.
You need ASI. 662-534-4987 or go to asitelecom.com.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day. And your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Look at that. Shibuzi just got a vote. Who would you like to see at Super Bowl 60 halftime? We'll send our information on to the proper authorities. I don't know. I'm just curious.
Maybe Stacy's new friend down on the NFL Today.
That's right. Rod Stewart or Bonnie Raitt. That'd be good. That'd be a good double feature. Stevie Wonder still around? Have a little McCartney and Stevie Wonder or something.
There you go.
Well, Ebony and Ivory action. Super Bowl halftime show. Doug Clark and who? Fraternity Party Band. Can't really, but yes, that'd be funny. Thank you for saying Spunk Monkeys. Somebody say Spunk Monkeys, please. Welcome in, Bobby Bascom from Automatic, alongside Frank Dodds and our good friend Tom Massengill with today's ASI Call of the Week. And one thing that, well, many things business owners can do to improve their communication is text. Is that right?
Yeah, just like the text line. You know, you're communicating with the listeners for this program. Okay. Businesses need to be doing the same thing, because if you're not able to text from your main business line, you're losing business, period. Because it's a text-happy world now. 97% of texts are read within 3 minutes. So keep that in mind. When you send a text out, it's going to get to your person you intend. And if they can't text your main business number, they're going to text the next company that will answer it.
Right.
And it does not matter what service you're using, who you're using. It doesn't matter what phones or anything. It is something that can be added on to your current business line. And if you're not doing it, you're losing business.
And very affordably.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Anybody can pick up their phone today and look at it. How many unread emails do you have? How many missed calls do you have? Nobody's walking around with unread text messages.
At 97% within 3 minutes, within three that minutes. Is not me.
Yeah.
I go sometimes 3 days.
This is you true. Guys,
yeah, your text line?
I know.
Sorry. I see it, and then I go, I'll get back to that, and then.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
right.
My text line's clean. My inbox on all my email addresses, yeah. They're packed.
How many? 2,000?
Overstuffed.
I mean, my dentist texts me, I can set up, can you take this appointment? Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Confirm, and then they'll remind
Medical
me.
Offices do a great job with it,
yes,
I have
they do.
To say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so do auto mechanics and shops like Bobby's.
That's right.
And I get a text from you just checking up on my vehicle.
We use this service for regular maintenance, reminders, appointment reminders, letting you know when the job's completed, letting you know when it started. It's a great service, absolutely, 100%.
So. Tom, you guys do a free cost analysis too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And you can just call ASI, local folks.
At 534-4987 or find us on the web at ASI.MS.
ASI.MS. Speaking of auto and automatic. Bobby, what's the minute about today? What you got for us today?
Man, it's tied into the birthday. Happy birthday, Bill Russell. So, you know, the Windex man, the defender. So we're going to pay attention to windshields and defending you from accidents. So let's check those wipers, get those taken care of, especially now. That extra second of being able to see what's in front of you, and then let's check tires and brakes so that we can stop just that little bit faster when things happen. I've seen a few accidents this morning. You need to be able to see. You need to be able to stop. So
yeah, nothing worse than a day like today and your wipers. You realize, oh, man, my wipers are
– Yeah, absolutely.
No good. All right, Automedic on Jeff Holman Boulevard, we speak the language. At Automedic, here's a note from the text line. McCartney and Stevie gets my vote. Swamp. The coach is on The Voice. Mailman says today. Hello, Mail.
That'd be okay. That'd be
good. That would be good.
Welcome in.
A little Buble, a little Maroon.
They've changed him around so much. Who else is on there now?
Yep. I had a note yesterday to give Alan, and you may hear on occasion. Alan says hello via our text line, and is always contributing great stuff. And Alan has been driving for the Ole Miss athletic program. He's just got a new job. And he was telling me yesterday, it was a great conversation. I really appreciate you, Alan, for letting me know this. Raymond Carter, and you may know Raymond Carter, a Tupelo guy that has been the baseball team bus driver for 26 seasons.
Wow.
Raymond was an SEC football official. Played football at Ole Miss, and Raymond worked at the Wellness Center for the Medical Center for a long time. And I think anybody who knows him will tell you, this dude has the strongest grip handshake of any human you will ever encounter. I advise against a fist bump, maybe. High five, probably okay. Shake hands with Raymond Carter, you're going to be feeling it for a week. Tremendously strong grip and a great guy. And Raymond's going to be missed as the driver. Alan's going to take over. And he was telling me, I believe he's leaving today for Arlington. And it's very interesting. The team flies over in a day or two. Alan takes all the equipment over, and it's a bunch of stuff. Franco, you know this.
Yeah.
Catcher's mitts and shin guards and the whole whatever else. He takes all that over. And then he picks them up at the airport when they land, and they go to the hotel. Series over, takes them back to the airport, brings the stuff back. What a cool gig. Yeah. Alan's going to give some inside scoop from inside the Rebel bus this year. But a great, he wanted to give tribute to Raymond Carter for his great work over there. And everybody loves Raymond that knows him. So thank you, Alan. Appreciate you very much. 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Things we need to know. Well, you may have missed that Kellen Moore was named. He went.
Went to New Orleans and stayed.
Yeah. And then he flies back with the team, actually.
Did he?
Yeah. And then he had to go back Tuesday, I believe, to sign the deal as the next head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Youngest head coach in the NFL.
35? Is that what I heard?
Maybe six next year.
Yeah, I don't think I was out of high school at 35.
I knew you at 35, 36.
I'm a late bloomer. Yeah. K Kellen Moore, the offensive guru. Top five, I believe, every year he's coached at Dallas and Philadelphia, top five offense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy knows offensive football. Who's going to get to be his DC guy? It's a good one.
Yeah, he brought in Staley. I mean, who's been a head coach. He's not a head coach, but he's a great defensive coordinator.
Leading candidate. Not yet official, I think.
It's not official like Kellen Moore wasn't official on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right. We all knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. They're just working out the details from what I'm hearing.
They had a horrific defense.
Yeah.
That side. Whew.
Can he come in and make that offense a top five right away? I mean, it seems like he has the pieces. I mean, Olave kind of fits the Devontae Smith.
Who's your quarterback?
That's the question. The draft is coming up.
Yeah.
Who's most ready to play?
Interesting to see.
You can go get Aaron Rodgers from the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
I would. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers in New Orleans would be quite interesting.
But do you – you know, you say that, but do you get somebody like that and maybe draft – I think – what do they pick, 40th, something like that, back wrap around? I can't remember the – but I remember him talking yesterday about potentially getting Jackson Dart. And is Dart ready to start right out of the gate? Maybe, maybe not. But if you get Aaron Rodgers for a year or two, let Dart kind of sit behind him like Rodgers did Favre, who knows?
Might be something to that.
Well, and that's worked out well for the Packers. I mean, you know, having the guys come in and sit for 3 years mm-hmm. under the incumbent.
Right.
And so
up until now.
Yeah.
Up until now, you're right. And
Love's not that bad.
Yeah, Love's good.
He's not terrible.
Yeah.
But he's no Aaron Rodgers. He's no Brett Favre. And I think we'll agree.
Not yet.
Okay. Give it time. The odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl next year, you guys heard? Why don't they keep doing this?
Way too early.
Well, they do it every year.
Cowboys.
The Ravens.
Well, I can see that.
Why do they do it? Because people click on it and talk about it, and we're sitting here bringing it up.
They fold up like a cheap lawn chair in the playoffs every single year. Dak Prescott made comment yesterday. You may have heard that next year's our year.
Yeah. Eagles this year, why not us next year, I think is what he said.
Yeah, we're going to be good next year.
Yeah.
You just watch. Thank you, Dak. Baseball back. Here's some need-to-know facts. I'll let you guys go around the table with these.
The SEC season begins with six teams ranked in the top 10. So here we go. Football, like basketball, baseball.
Yeah, sure does.
A&M is the favorite to win the SEC despite losing their coach.
Yeah, I think they have the preseason player of the year, don't they, A&M? They got like five guys on the first team. All right.
Tennessee, defending national champion, they're going to have to do what other SEC teams have been unable to do and avoid that hangover from last year.
What was the last team to win back-to-back?
I don't know, Bobby. why don't you tell us?
Oregon State.
Okay, all right.
Beaver Hill.
Looks like he would know that, doesn't it?
I mean, you caught me off guard with that one. It's not on the notes. Five different – now, this is a question that Brian asked yesterday about the NCAA basketball tournament. Do you take an SEC team versus the field to win the national title? Do you take an SEC team versus the field in baseball? Each of the last five national champions – SEC, from five different programs. That's scary.
And you're adding two pretty good teams in Texas and Oklahoma.
Yes.
With good pitching and good bats and
great traditions.
Good traditions.
Yeah. State is, and they got decimated by the draft, maybe more so than any other school. State is ranked 10th in the SEC power rankings. Ole Miss, 15th. The only team ranked lower than Ole Miss is Missouri.
Right now, the projections are that 14 of the teams will make it to the NCAA.
Crazy. Back to the text line. We're still getting votes on the halftime performers.
Cool.
Carrie Underwood every year.
Okay.
Permanent.
I'm with you guys. Put about four acts up there.
Yeah.
They don't even pay them. They don't pay these performers.
Maybe that's why they can't get anybody.
Mm.
Tom's not working for free.
No, the reason they don't pay him is because it's such a cash cow and a bump in their notoriety. There's a lot of people who had no idea who Kendrick Lamar was Sunday or never heard it. Now they know they can avoid it.
Yeah, all it did was confirm the bias.
Exactly. Coming from a lifelong Cowboys fan, Dak, shut up and run more often. Swamp. Agreed. Don't come on a broadcast or an interview after 2 days after the Super Bowl and say, well, we probably could have won it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Why not us?
Why not?
This year.
You got to believe in something.
Don't do that. No. I don't think that's great PR. Right? All right, it's time to take a dip back in time with our history notes. If I can find the history music, Rob Sanchez, our producer, doing a great job as always. Thank you, Rob. Cue the wide world, and let's go back to this date. Feb 12, the year was
1878, Harvard's Frederick Thayer patents baseball catcher's mask.
Nice patent.
It's a good idea.
It's a good one.
Yeah, every catcher in the league was like pretty ugly. You know what a mask might help.
Like most hockey players.
Exactly.
1958, Boston Celtic, Bill Russell grabs 41 rebounds in a win over Syracuse Nationals.
Ah, 3 years later.
On his birthday. He grabs 40 to beat the Philadelphia Warriors.
All-time record for rebounds in a game without looking.
No clue.
Yeah. It's going to blow your mind.
70.
No.
1984.
We're still on the rebound.
Oh, rebounds. Sorry. What is it?
55.
By?
Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt.
Get this. It was in 1960 in a game against Bill Russell.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
And the Celtics. Dude pulled in 50. There have been, I think, 26 over 40 rebound games. And Wilt and Bill Russell were responsible for all but four of them.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Right. All right, I'm sorry.
He got excited about the stock car racing.
Yeah, it's NASCAR, baby. NASCAR. Good weekend coming. 1984, Cale Yarborough becomes first Daytona 500 qualifier at over 200 miles an hour.
98 and 84. Wow.
That's moving. All right, one more.
2023 Super Bowl. Let me do my Roman numerals real quick. That would be 57. Glendale, Arizona. Kansas City's Chiefs beat Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. MVP Patrick Mahomes. 2 years ago.
Rihanna was the halftime show.
There you go.
Don't you guys remember?
No.
Two years ago, halftime show. Oh,
I thought Kevin Durant reaching 30,000 points last night was pretty interesting.
Lifelong Rihanna fan.
Eighth all time?
Yep. Eighth. 30,000 point score in the NBA.
He hadn't won a title, has he?
Yeah, he won one with Golden State.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They bounce around so much.
They do.
Which team, when he enters the Hall of Fame, which jersey will they put up there with Kevin? I've played for nine teams, Durant.
Oh, yeah, how many is it?
I just go wherever. No legacies anymore in sports. No.
When they have school choice in high school, you're going to see the same thing.
Derek Jeter, whatever happened to a lifer?
Yeah, four teams.
Okay.
No, five, sorry.
That was close.
Five.
That was within five.
But to your point, they're just all over the place.
Right. All right. The Genesis Open will commence tomorrow at La Jolla, Torrey Pines South, because they had to move it from Riviera. Because of the wildfires in the Los Angeles area.
Yep.
Probably a good move. This is a signature event, which means $20 million to our winner. Matsuyama was the winner last year at this event, you may remember, on a different golf course.
Sorry, Alice calls Matsuyama. Hannah's listening, so she giggled too. my 10-year-old, calls him Matsuyama. So... that's what his name is in the Bascom household.
Hideki Matsuyama. I like it.
Tiger's playing as well, so it'll be nice to see
him. Well, I heard he wasn't.
So, I think he is, isn't he?
Last I heard.
Oh, well, maybe he's pulled out.
Maybe a day or two ago, Tiger lost his mom and said he wasn't ready to come back into competition. Just kind of too soon for him.
No, you're right. Announced Monday. He was supposed to, but announced Monday that he's not. You're right. I'm sorry.
And, you know, that I tell you, that's tough. I can understand that. You know, and I hope that he's healthy enough to play in an upcoming event.
Sure.
Like the one in Augusta in about 58 days.
Yeah, he'll play.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, yesterday it was good to see from the various major league spring training facilities, the pitchers and catchers showing up. They get you going a little bit, fellas, to your appetite. The Dodgers have an $850 million payroll, the largest in history, if I'm not mistaken.
Which is probably larger than some countries.
Will they? I'm not so sure that we'll see multiple championship runs anymore in sports.
In any?
I mean, think about it. It's probably more difficult in baseball.
Yeah.
Based on the length of the season and all the variables included.
Yeah.
Injuries, everything, anything and everything can and does happen. But I just don't see teams putting together. And
football's the only one.
And we throw the word dynasty around. I heard somebody saying the Eagles have been in two of three Super Bowls. Are they a dynasty? No.
No.
They're not. Chicago Bulls are a dynasty. Right?
Yeah. I'm excited about college baseball starting this weekend, but you can't even watch the Ole Miss unless you have a subscription to flowcollege.com. F-L-O.
Okay.
$20. Don't forget to turn it off on Monday.
It sounds like a naughty website. What is it again?
Make sure you spell it right.
F-L-O, college.
You could wind up in a very uncomfortable spot. Yeah.
I just tried it.
Oh, did you?
It was safe.
See, I'll be listening on the radio right here with David Kellum on the call with those games. And then, of course, Saturday.
Well, I'm going to turn down the sound and listen to Kellum on Super Talk.
He paints a beautiful picture, my friend. Looking forward to this week. Is it going to be a juicy sports weekend? Think of all.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No more football, but.
It's maybe even better.
Yeah.
Tom, we got Daytona Sunday.
Looking forward to it.
We got reports from the infield on Friday with our own NASCAR correspondent, Brian Rigby, and his staff. That'll be there. Yep. Be down. Look for it. And we got to give a shout out to Charlie Kenny.
Yeah.
Because kid that scored the touchdown on the pick six.
Cooper DeJean.
Right? DeJean.
Iowa
kid. And we had an Iowa touchdown for the Eagles and an Ole Miss touchdown for the Eagles. And here I am talking about Alabama fans beating their chest.
Yeah, there you go.
I just thought it was cool.
That is neat.
Yeah. Rookie season.
It's a good weekend, though. Yeah. We got Daytona. We got two good golf tournaments. We've got
Alabama,
awesome,
Auburn.
Yeah, awesome basketball matchups.
Ole Miss State.
It's going to be a good one.
Yep. Join us out at B-Dubs, y'all, on Friday for a big day out there. And you guys have a glorious rest of your Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding two March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.